the seat of my big black jacked up truck. Jacked up truck.
I wonder if that's an F-150 driven by Liberty Ford.
Or provided by Liberty Ford and driven by us, which means we're driven by Liberty Ford.
Correct.
And our F-150s. Jacked up. I like that.
I do like that.
That's a whole new image thing.
That's
I'm
right.
Feeling it.
Yeah.
Trucker guys. Yeah, yeah, I see. I can't do some flexing in here. That's always good. Hey, Brown season is, you're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And Brown season is here. And the best fans in the NFL need their gear. Shop the new and improved selection of apparel and merchandise at the Cleveland Browns Team Shop. Visit the shop at First Energy Stadium, open 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. 7 days a week, or visit shop.clevelandbrowns.com. You and I, and this was not intended, we got our matching orange Browns polos. I think these are pretty good. We've taken a little crap for this, though. Not that we're wearing them on the same day, and I'm sure people are talking behind their backs, but I'm
That's
talking
all right.
about, which is fine, but I'm talking about the the fact that they're orange, really orange.
They are quite orange.
Because this studio's orange.
It's more orange even than the studio. It's a bright orange. Listen, the Cleveland Browns pack a lot of orange in there for some reason.
Just a couple of updates from practice today. Jason Campbell not participating, the backup quarterback, because of an illness. And Devon Bess, who was on a bicycle, we saw that being tweeted by some folks. The official word on him, he is resting that knee. I'm okay. You know, the knee resting thing is fine. You know, give him some time, and we want to get the thoughts of our, as you say, part of our group here who is going to join us by phone. He's a regular on the show on this notion that, you know, sometimes you got to rest the knee when a guy's got that issue. He is Gerard Cherry joining us on the line. Gerard, how you doing?
Slick Vic and Nathan Zagura. What's up, gentlemen?
What's going on, Gerard?
So Devon, well, man.
Yeah, Devon Bess not practicing. Take us to those moments, because I can list a whole bunch through many years of covering this league where there were players at a certain stage of their careers that you just didn't practice. There was a point when I covered the Buffalo Bills back in the day, there was a guy named Frank Lewis who had played for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Bills picked him up as a receiver. Very reliable, sure-handed guy. And I'm not comparing Devon to this guy, but this guy was like, he was almost put into, you know, those things where break glass in case of emergency type of thing. That's how he was used on a weekly basis. He just was kept preserved all week long, and then they trotted him out on Sunday, and he would do fine.
Yeah, some guys can do that, especially when you got multiple years under your belt. When you're a young player, you're not getting that privilege, nor are you getting that opportunity, because the chances are you need as many reps as you can possibly get. That does not concern me in that regard. If you're talking about a Little or Gordon or Benjamin, then we have some concern, because they haven't done it that much. But Bess, he's been there, done that. He's been effective, and I'm pretty sure he's experienced this before to where you can trust that, hey, if he doesn't play in the last preseason game, he'll be all right come September 8th. Now, that leads me to Brandon Wheaton, and I heard you guys earlier when I was listening saying that you don't really want no one to play in this game. But I overheard Brandon Wheaton saying that, hey, I'm a guy who's a creature of habit. And when I just want to say they're a creature of habit, part of those habits is playing football. So I hope Rob Chizinski gives him a few reps, because I don't want it to be 10, 14, 15 days since the last time Brandon Wheaton took the football field, because he will be more than likely ineffective if that is the case come September the 8th.
And I wanted to talk to you a little bit, Gerard, about the player's mindset. I think one of the things Rod Chudzinski did, saying that, you know, some starters will play 12 to 15 snaps, but I'm not saying who, I'm not saying all, et cetera. Is that partially a little bit of a psychological, I don't want to say game, but ploy to make sure that everybody practices as though they're going to play to keep the professionalism up? Because as a player going into the fourth preseason game, you really know that there's nothing positive that can come out of it. The only thing that really can come out of it in terms of a long-term meaningful impact is negative were somebody to get hurt.
Yeah, and I hope, Nathan, that rather than have to go that route of being conniving and bribing guys to do their job, you're a professional athlete, practice, because ultimately, the more you practice, the better you get at it. The chances are you'll be better than what you were last week against Indianapolis. So I hope that was not the motive. And then again, I have to think about it. This is a young football team, so he may have to go there. At the same time, some of these guys need to realize that their dream of being in the National Football League may come to an end on Monday if they don't go out there and perform this Thursday night. So it's a two-way street with it. On one hand, yeah, you may have to motivate guys who think they're safe. On the other hand, you shouldn't even have to do that if you're Rod Chizinski. You should feel honored and privileged with the fact that you're in the NFL. And some guys are going to find out real quick there are not a lot of $100,000-plus jobs out there on the street.
There certainly are not, but you know, you've talked about, you get camp eye at certain times. Maybe, you know, you get the fourth week of the preseason blues because it is really not that important of a game. It really doesn't mean anything. So there has to be at least some point, as you've talked about before, we're only human beings maybe. And I agree with you that professionals should never have this happen. But, you know, sometimes there might be a little bit of a mental lapse at this time of the year.
Yeah, camp eye is one thing, but riding on the bus
no. Gerard Cherry joins us, as he regularly does on this show, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Gerard, as we also look at this, you know, this game and the dynamic of you've got to play it. It's on the schedule, but really the more important work is being done in offices, in rooms, in conference rooms with big boards and names all over them as teams set deal with, as this team and other teams around the league deal with, getting down to 75 today, 53 right after Thursday night's game. Take me through, as you recall it, what that mindset was of players who, the ones who would have something to worry about, think about this time of year.
Really, your mindset, if you were in that position, has to be, I'm going to go out here and ball out and make them make a tough decision. Make it hard for them to cut me. Make them, obviously, you can't go out there worry about making mistakes, but make it dang near impossible for them to let you go. That has to be your approach to these type of games if you're battling for a position with another guy and you're on the brink of making this roster. So, yeah, you have to take the mentality of, I'm going to force him to make a hard decision. And most coaches, in regards to want to keep a guy, and it has to be a tough decision, let him go, we'll keep him. And also, too, I'm performing for 31 other football teams out there that may see me on tape and see that I'm going all out for all four preseason games because I put out a great body of work. So that's how your mentality has to be. Because if you're already saying to yourself, oh, I'm next, woe is me, there's nothing I could do about this situation, why even bother and try? And you will have guys who actually take the defeatist mentality and do that, but you can't be that guy. You have to go out there with the mentality of, I don't care if I get in one play or 1,000 plays, I'm going to give it my all each time I'm out there because this may be my only opportunity and chance to show that I belong in the National Football League.
Gerard, we know that we were very excited after the first two preseason games, not as excited right after the last one. So let me ask you this. What would be the ideal scenario for you in this final preseason game to get this team where you'd like it to be as it gets ready for September the 8th against the Miami Dolphins?
It's really going back out there and having a sense of energy about you, which is asking a lot for the fourth preseason game, which ultimately becomes the most meaningless one. Because what I saw out there last Saturday, it was just disappointing as far as energy. I thought that was more the problem than anything. I think they're capable of making plays against the Indianapolis Colts. You saw that in the first series until the holding penalty by Joe Thomas kind of derailed that drive. So I think the Browns can compete with the Colts and anyone for that matter, just bringing the energy on a day-to-day, play-to-play basis. And if you can start formulating that within the team culture, you can do something. You can improve upon easily 5 wins this season. So I'm looking for that, and I hope that Brandon Wheaton does get some reps. The gentleman, I'm of a firm belief that he can't go into the Miami Dolphins game and be effective, having missed almost 2 weeks of not playing football.
Gerard, good stuff. Let's do this again, like tomorrow. Does that sound good to you?
Sounds like a plan, man.
All right. Thank you, Gerard. Appreciate it.
All right, take care,
guys. He is Gerard Cherry, and he is part of this show, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. It's Vic Carucci and Nathan Zagura with you. Coming up in hour number 2, you're going to hear from the voice of the Browns, Jimmy Donovan. He'll join us at about 2:15, and then around 2:30, it's going to be Jameer Howerton sitting down with Paul Kruger. Had a nice little chat with him. Kruger, big game against the Colts. Looked good.
He did.
Yeah, I mean, that was a nice showing. So we want to hear what Paul Kruger has to say, and we're going to have to hear what you have to say, too. We'll get into your tweets at Browns_Daily. If you want to call us, 216-578-0850. Much more coming up on CBD on ESPN 850 WKNR.